Kinks FM and Resurrection, a couple of singles I've been playing on recent shows. First, you heard My Life Story and Running Out of Heartbeats, taken from their new album Loving You Is Killing Me, which came out at the beginning of February on the band's own Xylophone Records. And after that, Dactyl Terror, Welsh psychedelic rockers who released that single a couple of weeks ago, playing that in honour of St David's Day. I was going to do a special Welsh themed show for St David's Day, but A, I've done that before, and B, I play lots of Welsh music on the show anyway, so it wouldn't really be necessary. That single is called Cheeseburger. Now, Idols recently had their second number one album, Tang, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Here's one of the singles they released in the build up to the release of the album. This is Pop Pop Pop.
It's the love. curiosity beyond life before me. A passenger on no ordinary journey. It's one of a kind. Won't get
XFM and Resurrection Mannequin P, and Sometimes, taken from their fourth studio album, I Got Heaven, which is out today. A lot of great music out today, just thought I'd point that out. Beth Gibbons from Portishead before that, Floating on a Moment. Hard to believe it's been, what, 30 years since Dummy came out this year? 30 years. But Beth is only just releasing her own debut album, Lives Outgrown. It's coming out on May the 17th. That was Floating on a Moment, taken from it. Here's the current single now from Bodega. This has been around for a few weeks, but I'm loving this one so far. One of my favourites of the year. Their third album, Our Brand Could Be Your Life, is out on April the 12th. Looking forward to getting a copy of that. This is Tarkovsky.
Take me to the zone.
XFM and Resurrection. We're very firmly in the oldies section of the show now, Echo Belly and I'm Not a Saint, taken from their third album Lustra, which came out in 1997, which I have to admit, considering the amount I played their first two albums, I'm not so familiar with it. I think by 1997 I was listening to Radiohead too much, but that's a great track. And Echo Belly are touring, and not only that, they're coming to Essex. They're playing Chinneries on the 27th of May, which is absolutely brilliant. Although I can't make that date, I won't be going to Chinneries, even though it's just down the road to the studio here. They are also playing Friday the 31st of May at Lafayette in London. Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't know where Lafayette is. I haven't been there, but I can tell you it's just north of King's Cross, so that's where you'd go if you want to go to that gig. Echo Belly, of course, did do a session on this show back in 2012, and you can still find that online. Before that, Blur and Magpie, one of my most favouritest of all their B-sides. That was released as an extra track on the Girls and Boys CD single, and I believe all the Blur albums have extended versions with all the B-sides on them, so you can check it out on streaming services. But the lyrics of that song were taken from the William Blake poem A Poison Tree, originally written in 1794. You can check out the story about A Poison Tree on Wikipedia. It's quite interesting, and it's obviously an obsession with Damon Albarn, because on the Good, the Bad and the Queen's final album Maryland in 2018, there was a track called The Poison Tree, although it sounds nothing like Magpie. Also, Magpie seems to be nothing to do with the original poem, just something Blur slotted in there. Up next, we've got The Wedding Present. Now, this actually came out on their Take Fountain album from 2005, although it sounds like it could have been from any time in their heyday. Well, I guess their heyday's still going, because they are still touring up and down the country. This track is called It's For You. Today, FM and Resurrection. That was Salad and Granite Statue. Now, regular listeners to this show will know that Salad are still going strong and have had some great albums out over the last few years, but I thought I'd delve into that one from their 1995 debut album, a top 20 album no less, Drink Me, because I heard that on another radio station. I thought, oh, I haven't heard that for a long time, so I better play that on the show. That's how it works. Melis before that, and Ambulance Chaser. There we go, another song in honour of St David's Day. It was great to chat to Andrea and Paul on the show last week. You can hear that interview again at phoenixfm.com. Melis are playing their first headline tour for 19 years. Kicks off tonight in Gala Shields. They are playing Bethesda tomorrow, and then Stowmarket, which is just down the road to us here, Friday the 8th, and then the following day at Cardiff. Get down and see them live if you can. That was from their debut album, Rumours and Curses, came out in 1998, Ambulance Chaser. And okay, one more song for St David's Day, the wonderful Catatonia. That's a band I would love to see reform. From their debut album, Way Beyond Blue, out in 1996, this is Lost Cat.
I'm sick of you and I don't want.
HFM and Resurrection, definitely in the oldies section of the show now. That was from 1994. And Velocity Girl and Sorry Again from their album Simpatico. Recently reformed, not quite sure what they're up to. I don't think they're playing the UK at the moment, but keep an eye on your internet for activity on that one. Kinnicky before that, another band I would love to reform, and sadly that one is not going to happen. People We Want from their debut album At The Club, which came out in 1997, reaching number 9 in the UK album charts. Going back a little deeper, Mega City 4 and 1991. What a great single this was. This one bothered the bottom end of the top 40 singles. Can you imagine that today? This is Words That Say.
It is a little Take a lover. Are you free to share your bed? Are you free to build a house? Are you free to knock it down? Do you want to knock it down? Do you want to knock it down? There's a hole in your head. Come, let's pray for the man. There's a woman in this man, and you know it will come out. There's a
FM and Resurrection, Young Knives and Woman from their album Ornaments in the Silver Arcades, which came out in 2011. My favourite Young Knives album. And I think it might be the band's least favourite album. They just didn't like it, but I love it. So that's probably not something I would bring up if they ever invited me to a dinner party. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. All of our shows are at phoenixfm.com, and I'm here every Friday at 8 p.m. UK time. Going to leave you with a bit of 1991 and Funny How from the much missed Airheads. I'll see you next week.